Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to stop sabotaging your manifestation so that you can step into your true, authentic power. I am Solara Starr, your Law of Attraction coach and mentor, and I love helping you master your manifestations and your life. And today I decided to dedicate this particular episode to something that not many of us are brave enough to explore. But when we do, we start to notice profound results in a manifestation practice. So we're going to be focusing today on shadow work. So have you ever noticed or wondered why the same patterns and cycles, they just seem to show up in your life over and over again? No matter how hard you try to move past them, no matter how many affirmations or visualizations you say, they just keep repeating themselves, or you're not breaking through to the levels that you want to. Whether it's attracting negative relationships or the wrong relationships, whether it's struggling with self-worth and issues of deservability when it comes to relationships or prosperity, or perhaps just feeling stuck. And when we start to notice that these patterns and cycles are occurring, we can then begin to trace them back to unresolved emotional hurts and pains from the earlier years of our life. So today we're going to talk about shadow work, but what it is specifically and why it matters, and how doing the inner work can absolutely shift your vibration and in turn transform your life. So at its core, shadow work is definitely a journey of the brave, and it is a process of turning inward and healing the parts of us that were shaped by these painful past experiences. And it's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it. It can feel like it is digging through an actual overgrown garden with the weeds and the brambles and the thorns and the spiders lurking behind the shed. And this is a space where we can clear out the old so we can make space for the new. But the beauty that emerges as a result is worth every bit of effort, even though sometimes at the time you'll wonder what on earth you're doing and why you're even bothering. The amount of times I've shaken my fist up to the universe and just said, why? Like, for heaven's sake, like, help me out here. And that's when I've got these golden nuggets along the way. And one of the golden nuggets that I work with continuously is shadow work. So let's look at the impact that our childhood can have on the reoccurring patterns in our life. And this is kind of like how I've understood that it all begins. So as children, we are deeply impressionable, very innocent and impressionable. And the experiences that we have, which are many, so it could be parental separation, parental abuse, it could be sibling rivalry, perhaps, moving schools, bullying, or even events like neglect or abuse, it can absolutely shape how we see ourselves and how we then see the world. So we're looking at the world through the lens of all of this that has happened in our younger years. Some of it we remember and some of it we don't remember. So for example, if we felt unseen by our parents or our caregivers, if we felt unheard, and if we felt, you know, undervalued, we might develop beliefs like, I'm not good enough, I'm not important, I'm not wanted even, I'm a bad person. And now because we've got these beliefs at a subconscious level where they are buried, they then tend to quietly and very subtly influence how we then live our life. They impact how we then show up in our relationships. They impact how we pursue our goals, and they even impact how deserving we feel of love, of success, and of abundance of every kind. So what happens then? We then start to, and again, this is all subconscious, we start to adapt ourselves and we start to distort our behavior to try and meet those unmet emotional needs. Now, we're not even aware of this on a conscious level half the time. This is all happening behind the scenes. It's a bit like if you watch a stage production and you go to a live theatrical production, you don't see what's going on behind the scenes of the actors, like, you know, trying to get into their outfits and some of the props going wrong last minute. We don't get to see any of that. We only see the visual that is being represented externally. But as we go backstage, we start to become aware why our performance, if you like, in life isn't turning out the way that we want it to be. And because we haven't had these emotional needs met, we may become people pleasers in order to be seen. We might then overachieve and push ourselves to burnout to feel worthy, or we may even stay small to avoid conflict. And all of these are survival mechanisms. All of these are traits that we unconsciously take on to soothe that deeper unhealed part of us. But the truth is these patterns only then create more of the same. Neurologically, these brain pathways embed even further. Our whole physiological structure, our nervous system, adapts itself to these patterns. We become addicted to the hormones that these patterns excrete. So there's a huge amount that goes on in the overall calibration of ourselves energetically. And I'm going to speak about how this ties in with the law of attraction as well. Now, because we are operating from an outdated emotional programming, we don't then tend to see the results that we want to see in our life. No matter how much work we put in, we don't generally tend to make those bigger, impactful breakthroughs that we want to make. And it's not until we shine a light on and bring awareness to these parts of ourselves, we keep responding to life from a place of lack and fear then, instead of wholeness and instead of worthiness. So then let's imagine our inner world, or your inner world, as a garden. If you want a beautiful, thriving garden with all the wildlife, all the beautiful flowers, you can't just keep planting flowers and then just hoping for the best. You'll need to go on a mission to clear out of the things that don't belong in your garden first. So whether it's weeds, broken tools, maybe rotten wood, broken furniture. So basically the old broken structures, they need to be cleared out first in order for you to make way for your beautiful garden to then be planned and then created. But those weeds that I'm speaking about, the broken wood or the broken chairs, these are unhealed wounds. The limiting beliefs that we have, the outdated emotional responses that keep us stuck. And if these are just left untouched, they're going to choke the possibility of new growth in our garden. They're going to hide the sunlight. They're going to be overgrown. So any seeds we have, they're just going to be overgrown by these weeds. So shadow work is the process of weeding your emotional terrain. It's about shining a light on the areas where you're still hurting. You're still feeling resentful. You might still be feeling guilt. You might be feeling shame. And remember, this may not be totally obvious on the surface, but you'll know that something is amiss because the things in your life aren't working out the way you want them to. And this is where the process of lovingly starting to do a clear out process can be super helpful, so that you can not only plant new seeds, but you'll actually see them grow. And these seeds of self-worth, inner peace, security, stability, love, and I could go on and on and on. And all of this creates the abundance that we want to experience in life. And yes, it can be hard work moving that bit of dead wood out of your garden, dismantling the old broken furniture or the old broken shed. It may be hard work and it may be messy and it may be uncomfortable. And through the process, you might feel anger that you even have to do it, or maybe a sense of sadness or grief as you start to revisit some of these old wounds. But by working through them, you create fertile soil and you create space and fertile soil for something beautiful to grow. And here's where the law of attraction comes in. So when you are clear on what it is you want, you've cleared out the weeds and you start to plant new seeds of self-love and compassion and worthiness and deservability and stability and security and authenticity, you raise your vibration. You become an energetic match for what you truly desire. You're no longer in the survival mode where you're just getting by day, you're now able to grow something beautiful and thrive. So instead of attracting these horrible relationships that just leave you feeling even less than, instead of you attracting these experiences or opportunities that then keep reflecting back to you your wounds, and much of the time it will be unbeknown to you that this is even happening, you will start to attract what reflects your healed, more peaceful, more secure self. And this is how we align with the law of attraction. We can't simply think positive, although that's a lovely thing to do and definitely a part of it all. We can't ignore the inner work and these patterns and cycles that just keep repeating themselves through people or things that might happen in our job. We can't ignore this inner work if we want to make true traction towards our dreams and live that life of deep inner peace and abundance. True manifestation happens when you combine both healing and intention. So why is shadow work then essential for your manifestations? And so many people, they just focus on the happy clappy Pollyanna. Oh, just think positive thoughts. Just think positive thoughts. Just visualize your goals. Oh, you know, like, no, oh no, don't feel, don't worry. You know, like when you start to cry, say, oh, no. You can't do that. Actually, it's important to know that it's important to do that. We can't just focus on the light side of manifestation, the goals, the affirmations, the positivity, and just seeking abundance. Because if you're still carrying emotional wounds and baggage deep in your subconscious, it's affecting your nervous system, the way it's wired. It's affecting the lens in which you see the world through. It's affecting your neurological programming as well. It's going to have an impact on everything, and it's going to create subconscious resistance. And this is where you're going to be sabotaging yourself without even knowing it. So it's like planting a seed in rocky, untended soil and expecting it to grow and flourish. So shadow work, the way I see it, is the missing piece. And by healing the wounds of the past, you can dissolve emotional blocks that hold you back. You can start to learn to see yourself as worthy, which you already are, beneath all of this illusion. And you'll start to see the good in life on a much deeper level, not what the fearful part of you thinks is the good in life, the real good in life and the richness. So when you show up in life from this space, your vibration just naturally rises. You'll naturally have a pep in your step. You'll attract these healthy relationships that mirror your worth. Opportunities will just come your way, and step into these opportunities, which are more aligned with your true potential. Not that part of you that needs to be seen, not that part of you that needs to be heard, that part of you with your true potential underneath all of that, which naturally flourishes. And this is the true magic of doing this inner work. You don't then just change what you attract, you change how you experience it in life, and you start to respond differently to challenges. You start to set healthy boundaries, you learn ways of communicating, and you show up more as you, and you feel safe as you, and you actually like the you that you are. It's also important to mention here that shadow work isn't just about the negatives. There's load of our, I don't say good because there's no good and bad, but there's a load of our light aspects of our shadow in the shadow. The part of us that is a great painter or dancer, or you know, the part of us that's a great speaker or naturally amazing entrepreneur, all of that's in the shadow too. So at some point, I'll do an episode talking about all the good that is also in the shadow, but we need to work through some of the weeds in order to plant the seeds and bring more of our light out of the shadow as well. So let's look at today and some of the key takeaways that may be helpful for you on your journey is start reflecting on your patterns and your cycles. Like, what reoccurring themes have you had in your life? You may want to pause the recording as you work through some of these. What beliefs or fears do you think might be driving these patterns? And that's a really important one to answer. So you reflect on them and then ask yourself, what belief about myself or what fear is driving me to keep attracting these in the first place? Now, awareness is your door to change. Without awareness, you're not going to be able to walk through the door of change. So this is a really great awareness exercise. And then number two, you can begin the process, if you haven't done so already, is connecting deeper with your inner child. Shadow work does often involve meeting the younger version of you and learning to do so with compassion and learning to give that younger version of you what he or she needed and didn't get. So learning to reparent ourselves and to create that safe environment for the younger us that is still stuck in that pain and that hurt. So, you know, there's so many amazing journal prompts on this, guided meditations, which are available as well. I am actually on Insight Timer. It's an app. I haven't updated some of my meditations on there for a little while, but there's the app, they're all free. You can make donations if it feels right for you as well. But there is an inner child one in there, and there's a few I'm going to be updating over time as well. But I thought I would just mention that in case you wanted to have a little look. Now, number three is feeling to heal. You need to feel in order to heal. But many of us, we don't like the feeling because it feels so big and overpowering. And we may not have been able to show our feelings growing up, you know, whether a parent wasn't able to show their feelings, therefore taught us to suppress our own as well, or when we did, we were laughed at maybe. So we learn not to show them. But actually it's really important to, so we learn not to feel them, but actually it's really important to feel our emotions, because when you feel, you heal. And releasing old pain is part of the healing process. And I love what Marianne Williamson says, that tears are the most healing waters on the planet. It's a way of our body and our mind cleansing. And I'm sure I read somewhere that our tears actually have stress hormones in them, cortisol, adrenaline, lactate. So you're actually releasing the stress from your body as you allow yourself to feel the feelings, especially if you cry. So with all of this, once we are more able to work through some of our feelings and connect with our inner child and also observe the patterns and the cycles objectively, we can then start to reframe some of these limiting beliefs. So I'm not good enough turns into I am good enough, but it's not just words in your head. It's a felt experience. Like, you know, I am good enough. Wow. I can actually feel that now. I am important. Now, this isn't an importance which egoically elevates us above anyone else. It brings us to where we're meant to be. We're all important. We're all good enough. And that's a natural side effect of doing the shadow work, is finding it easier and feeling it more when we have these new belief patterns. Well, they're not new. They were always there. They were just buried beneath the weeds in our internal terrain. So the journey of shadow work, it's not about erasing the past. It's definitely not about avoiding the pain, quite the opposite. It's about tending to your emotional garden, the garden of your soul, clearing out what no longer serves you and planting seeds of who you truly are and connecting to the, who you are beneath all of it. So as you heal, your energy transforms completely. You raise your vibrations, which is why you're here, right? This is why you're listening to this podcast. You want to find ways of attracting your dreams and raising your vibrations and becoming a magnet for love, abundance, and opportunity that reflects the highest version of yourself. So I invite you to begin this journey. To start small, seek help. If there's somebody that you trust, you can reach out to me and find out about my coaching and mentoring if that resonates with you. You may have somebody else that already supports you through this journey. It's either way, it's important to work through this because as you heal, your energy transforms, as I said. Now, something that myself, before I wrap up today, I just want to share this with you because this may have resonance for you. It may be perfect timing and it may be an amazing way to start the new year as well. And this is something deeply close to my heart. And if today's episode has resonated with you, then I'm pretty sure that this will too. I have spent so much of my life, well, especially since 2010, working through my own patterns and cycles. And as a result of that, I have devised, along with the help of my friend Alex, who is also a coach, a compassionate inquiry coach, we've put together a four-month container. It's called Journey of the Brave. And this is designed to help you uncover and heal those patterns that have been holding you back, especially those born from your childhood experiences. And those parts of us that are hidden that shape how we see the world and how we respond to the world and ultimately what we then attract back into our life. So here's the truth, how I see it. So manifestation isn't just about visualizing your dream life. It's also about doing the deeper inner work, clearing the weeds in your inner world so that you can grow the seeds and create the life that you truly desire. So in this four-month container starting on the 6th of January, we're going to combine very, very powerful tools. We're going to combine manifestation practices that are going to help you clear, shadow practices rather, going to help you clear the weeds, some of which you don't even know are there right now. Some of the old wood from your garden, you're going to become so aware of all the parts of your garden that are holding you back that you aren't aware of right now. And then go through a process of compassionate inquiry to gently uncover these unconscious blocks. And we're then going to have a three-day in-person experience. And I know for some of you that live all the way in Australia, this may not be something that you can join in on. However, there may be a workaround. We may be able to, kind of facilitate the 3 days as an online experience. If this is something that is calling to you, then let me know because we're going to have 8 to 10 weeks of sessions before the 3-day immersive and then 4 weeks of integration after that. So it's a completely guided process for lasting change within this 4 months. And myself and Alex are here to support you every step of the way. So if you have been feeling stuck, like you're just banging your head on a door that just won't open, or if it does open, it only opens a tiny bit, or the door handle falls off, then this is your invitation to pause, to listen to your gut, and to trust if you're feeling this pull towards exploring this. And I would like to add here that you're not broken. You're simply being called to reconnect with your truth, your power, the version of you that's waiting on the other side of this healing. So if you're curious and you're feeling a nudge and you want to find out a little bit more, you don't have to have it all figured out. You can just take the first step. And I've popped some details in the show notes of how you can get hold of me if you would like to find out a little bit more about this. And if you have any questions as well, I'd love to answer those for you. It is time for us to be brave. If you're listening to this, then you are at a part in your manifestation journey that you're ready for the next leap and step into peace and freedom and alignment and abundance that you absolutely deserve. Anyway, my lovely ones, it's been beautiful to be with you today. And thanks again for reaching out. I've had some lovely messages on Instagram. I just want to say a heartfelt thank you. I'm so pleased that these episodes are helping you. And it is what encourages me to keep going and sharing more. So I just want to say thank you to you too for sharing your manifestations, your blocks, asking questions. It really helps me put some content together for these shows. All right. Anyway, sending lots of love for now. And I will be back with you super soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.